Shalom to all. Today we're going to start with Kalim Perk Yud Gimel Mishnah of Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah Sabrina learned B'schos Asur Bas Rachel Shishu B'zarech Refan Yosef Gagon Bikar of Mamish. And on to more Kalim, you're going to be talking about a combo kli that has both wood and metal. So the Mishnah first gives us a rule: Eitz Hamishamish Samateches Tomei Vamateches Hamishamishes Eitz Tahayra. If we have this kli that's made of two parts, wood and metal, so if the wood is really just there servicing the metal part, so the kli can be makabel toma, that's because the main part of the kli is metal. Whereas if it's the other way around, that the metal is just servicing the wooden part, so then it's tahar. Now we explain, ketzad, what are examples of this? So pesachas shel eitz, let's say the handle of the key, a pesachas is a key, that's made out of wood, vapin shela, and its pin, which is in English the same word, P-I-N, that's the pins or the teeth of the key, that's actually what's inserted into the lock that turns it, that's shel mateches, those are made out of metal. So afilu achas, even if just one of those pins of the key is made out of metal, tomeya ekim kabel toma, because now it's considered a metal kli. However, pesachas shel mateches, vapin shela shel eitz, if the handle of the kli is metal, but the actual pins, what caused the key to work, those are made out of wood, tahira, it's not makabel toma, because it's not considered a proper wooden kli, which would be makabel toma. What about the following? Tabas shel mateches, a metal ring that a person wears, v'chaisim shela, but the signet part, the one that makes the stamp, shel almoig, that's made out of almoig, which is coral, and when coral is brought out of the ocean and dries out, it hardens, so it's like wood. In this situation, tameya kum makabel toma, because the main part of this ring is the ring itself, and that's metal, whereas tabas shel almoig, v'chaisim shela shel mateches, if the ring itself is made out of coral, whereas the stamping part is made out of metal, tahira, so it's not makabel toma. Onto a few more. Hashen, shabatas, shabaisachas, shabmafteach, a tooth that's on a tas, which is some sort of metal tablet that's meant for opening things, and paisachas mafteach are both words for keys. One is a small key, one is a large key. So if we have a tooth of that that's made out of metal, tamei b'nei atzma, it becomes tamei on its own, even if it's not connected to the main base of the key or this opening device. That's because this metal tooth by itself is large enough that it could be used as something else, and therefore, even though it's not connected to the original thing, it's still able to be makabel toma. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin with more kelim, hakedumim ha'ashkaloinim. These kedumim that are made in Ashkelon, and this is basically a long wooden bar that has a number of hooks on it, and water bottles were hung from those hooks out in a nice airy spot so they could become cool from the breeze blowing back and forth, and these were made in Ashkelon. That's where they were called kedumim ashkaloinim. If they broke, meaning the hooks broke off. However, there's at least one hook remaining, so the whole thing's makabel toma because it's still able to be used. What about the following kelim, which are all different types of forks that are used for hay or straw or grain in all different ways? So we have number one, which is hamaver. This is like a pitchfork. It has two or three tines. It's meant for moving hay or straw from one place to another. The hamizra, this is a fork that has a number of different teeth. That's meant for winnowing. The hamagoiv, this has many teeth like a comb, but it's still pitchfork of sorts, and it's meant for separating the grain from the chaff. V'chein masrik shel roish, also a hair comb, shenit la'achs mishinehen, that one of the teeth was removed, vason shel matechas, and the replacement one was made out of metal, hare'ilu t'meyen. Now the whole thing is makabel toma, because that one metal tooth that's on this entirely wooden kli now gives it a din of a metal kli, so it's makabel toma. However, val kulan amar bishua, regarding all these things Rabbi Shua said, dvar chedesh chedshu seifrim, the seifrim, the chachamim, they're mechadesh, something that's a really big chedesh, this is a big novelty, and I don't know what to say about it. I have a hard time explaining why that would be, that there's one metal tooth on either this comb or these different types of pitchforks, and that's going to turn it into a metal kli that now can be makabel toma, as we seems to be arguing with this din. We're going to stop for the day and pick it up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and on to Perek Yud Dalet Mishnah Aleph, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.